When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Now, dear friends, Christian jargon always amazes me. People talk a lot of cant words, words which they do not really mean. Now, you know, you can make it a habit of saying what you mean and meaning what you say. Plain, straightforward. How wonderful it is we live with such people. People whose word can be depended upon. I am referring tonight to that part of Christian jargon which says to people, pray for me. I don't see anybody saying no, but I see people shaking their heads and saying, sure, we'll pray for you. Now, you know, when people ask me to pray for them, I say, look, I meet so many tens of thousands of people, and it is humanly not possible to recall every one of them. So, if you would please drop me two lines, nothing long, just two lines to remind me. It will be a great help. But you know, in most cases, I don't get those two lines. For in the first place, they never meant that I should really pray for them. And even if they did, they were not willing to back it with a little bit of action. Now, if that is Christianity, my dear friends, you can profess things till doomsday and not touch anybody, just being unreal. But when I come to the scriptures, it is all about reality. And you know, when you confront, or when you encounter, rather, reality, you scarcely have the guts to controvert it. You see, this is real. I can see it in flesh and blood. So, friends, if you will turn to Isaiah chapter 64, you see the heart cry of the prophet Isaiah. You know, the assignments which these men were given were not just some third-rate assignments. They dealt with the courts of the kings, that dealt with the trumpet call and warning of prophecy. They were not engaged in myths and fables. And so when they prayed, you see an outpouring of their inner longings, referring to the words of the Lord Jesus, whom seekest thou? A question which we must really ask ourselves. What am I seeking? What am I asking of life and all this religious business? What am I really after? Who am I seeking? Am I out to self-destruct? Is that all my objective in life? And just to get through life grumbling my way through it? You know, what a lot of time people spend in grumbling. They must grumble about this and they must grumble about that. My dear friends, let me tell you, I don't spend any time grumbling. If there's something to grumble about, it is my small fruit. I say, hey, I have nothing to grumble about. The Lord has been so long-suffering to me. So when we come to the Word of God, we see reality. We see the outpourings of the heart. And here is one. Isaiah 64 and verse 1. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might flow down at your presence. Some of these ideas are from their history. When the Lord came down in Horeb, the people cried, Moses, you go and meet with God. As the mountain was as a flame of fire, the people were terrified. Now, there are occasions and situations in our lives when human agency cannot help. It's amazing, dear friends. Religion can make people such cheats and deceivers. You know, I see a lot of gurus and those who even claim to be God. What is that but absolute deception? I asked a young man, what did you learn in that ashram where you say you spent so much time? He learned, he said, drugs and free sex. That's all he learned, and had almost destroyed his life. So, religion which latches on to a man, it's not God at work. It is some guru or somebody to whom you latch on to. That's totally contrary to the Word of God. Salvation cometh from the Lord. It does not come from any man. And you know, friends, we just seem to focus on what some great man said or some great man did or said. You know, but when I go to the Word of God, I feel like a little child. I tell you, I feel like an ignoramus. And I say, hey, how ignorant I am of God's Word. Now take this in. What is your heart cry? Have you got any real heart cry? Or you're just one of those superficial persons who say, hey, tomorrow will turn out better than today. I'm okay as I am, and so on and so forth. You know, you can spend all your days as the dupe of tomorrow. As a matter of fact, my father used to rebuke me and say, don't say it will be done tomorrow. Do it now. Now is the accepted time, is God's word. Today is the day of salvation, is God's word. So today is the day of deliverance, because we are going into the presence of an almighty God. My dear friends, oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens and come down. I don't want to think of you as a distant, mighty force or power or some such influence. I want to see you in action. Isn't that a very normal heart cry? Don't you need to see God in action in your own life? You know, I wouldn't have been here, for that matter, had it not been for God in action, touching me. When the surgeon found that my heart was bleeding from non-surgical parts, oozing blood, well, to stop it, There was so much prayer going up to the Lord, and the Lord saved me at that critical moment just a short time ago. Oh, that thou wouldst come down. Look at my situation, Lord, beset by all kinds of strange thoughts, all kinds of phobias. And you know the variety of diseases that are there today. A man said, a man for whom we are praying, said, when I went home, I found that my wife had smashed all the windows. I had just replaced the windows with energy-saving glass. Very expensive. But she smashed all the glasses. Well, she said, I didn't know what I was doing. It is a case of, you know, if you go to the medical man, he finds some newly coined word, bipolar. So here is something which we have hardly come across before. And so on and on it goes. But is there an intervention that God can provide? An intervention by which such a family can be redeemed? Yes, there is. Oh, I cannot go into that story at length. Some of these cases that we see today in the shop floor, in the normal working place, are so distressing. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might flow down at your presence. Let us pray. Let us tell God right now in our hearts, I cannot haggle at the cross. I can't strike any bargain with you, Lord Jesus. You died for me. I want to begin my prayer life where the publican began. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Where self reigns, there is every imaginable and unimaginable sin. Lord, I begin where the publican began. Lord, have mercy upon me. In Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us the Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.